White House says it might be weeks before President Obama makes that decision on a new strategy for Afghanistan, whether he ought to send in more troops or pursue some other plan. Of course, the issue has divided Congress, commentators, and Americans on the street. It's also, of course, an issue in Afghanistan. NPR's Jackie Northam spoke with some Afghans to get their thoughts about President Obama's upcoming decision. She filed this report from Kabul.
The day-to-day twists and turns of the discussion and debate in Washington may not resonate here. What has is the possibility of a major increase in the number of U.S. troops.
40,000 of American troops in Afghanistan, it does make sense, you know, but I don't think it's going to just, you know, solve the problem in Afghanistan.
Mohammed Imak is a mid-level government worker in the northern city of Kunduz. He says it's good for the Obama administration to rethink what it's doing in Afghanistan, but he's not confident the U.S. will make the right decisions. Imak says there have been a lot of mistakes made since American troops first invaded Afghanistan in late 2001. Imak says the U.S. should get a better sense of Afghanistan and its people before it comes up with new plans to bring security or help rebuild the country.
They have to just have an exact perception of Afghans' culture, Afghan people, Afghan idea. Until they're not completed in these things, you know, it's really difficult to just, you know, bringing 40,000 troops and implementing more projects here, you know, it's nonsense, actually.
Like other people NPR spoke with, IMAC fears the U.S. will continue relying on the same Afghans who have given advice for the past few years, telling the U.S., he says, only what it wants to hear. Poya Rashid runs a family bookshop located on a busy street in downtown Kabul and is a fourth-year student at Kabul University. Rashid said he and his friends worry the U.S. is dictating policies without consulting a wide variety of Afghans.
I think before sending troops, they should listen to what people want. We need other things that the people don't have work. Just by sending troops can be solved the people's problems.
Mahmoud Atai sells shoes from a very narrow shop in a busy downtown mall. He thinks it's better to have U.S. troops in Afghanistan than not, and wouldn't mind if President Obama decides to send more. But Atai knows that comes with some risks.
More troops create more problems. If the American soldiers patrol, there will be more suicide attacks. If the soldiers come, it's better they stay outside the cities, outside the crowded areas, because too many civilians will be killed.
Atai thinks there is another option. He says the U.S. knows where the militants are located and could just target those locations without having to bring in a lot of extra ground troops. Atai says if he had an opportunity to speak to the president, he knows exactly what he would say.
I would tell him to solve the problem in a political way. And also, I know the president and his people are studying the situation in Afghanistan, but I would tell them don't waste too much time. As soon as possible, solve the problem of Afghanistan.
Atai turns back to his shoe shop to help a customer, carrying on his business and waiting for the Obama administration to decide what it's going to do in Afghanistan. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.